Islam is the dominant religion in the countries of the Middle East, north of Africa, and parts of Asia. In addition to enjoying the privilege of being neighbors, they also share religious virtues, such as their belief in monotheism, in the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and in their belief in the Quran. The presence of unity amongst the Muslim Ummah is considered one of the necessary tenets from the perspective of the Quran. But seriously, why is it that with the existence of all these commonalities, there is so much unrest? Why are there so many invasions, merciless massacres in this region? Amongst the Muslims, there is a group who thought that they would be purifying Islam and returning it to the primary principles which were experienced by the first Muslims. This group have spread their own specific jurisprudential opinions, harsh and rigid interpretations of prophetic traditions, making conclusions about the verses of the Quran, even though they don't have correct understanding, calling themselves the righteous ones, and considering other Islamic groups as deviated, and sometimes as disbelievers and polytheists. These are the characteristics of this group. As per the words of the leader, those people who consider Muslims from another Islamic sect as disbelievers are called takfiris. The use of violence by these groups is not something new, but directing this violence towards Muslims themselves is. In the past, violence was employed against non-Muslims alone. But in recent decades, they employ violence and wage war against Muslims and inside Islamic countries. The events of September 11th led to the promotion of this group. In fact, this ideological disease has blossomed since then. Groups such as Al-Qaeda and ISIS are good examples of the practical realization of this thinking. At the moment, their activities have left no legacy other than shedding the blood of innocent Muslims and non-Muslims, and also defaming the face of Islam and portraying it as harsh and violent. The manifesto and charter of Takfiri Salafism's thinking is the book of Kashf al-Shubahat, written by Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab shaped Wahhabism and, with the help of Muhammad ibn Saud, founded the rulership of Al Saud in Arabia. It has been years now that Saudi Arabia supports and promotes Salafi jihadist ideologies by supporting extremist Wahhabi and Salafi scholars, and one of the consequences of these supports, among many others, has caused the slaughter of Muslims, especially Shias, in different regions. Such as Pakistan, Nigeria, Afghanistan, Lebanon, and Egypt. The probability of an increase in sectarian violence because of the killing of the great Shia scholar in Arabia, the dispatching of military forces to Bahrain to suppress the opponents of Ali Khalifa, the support and evading certain financial and media resources for the continuation of takfirist activities in the region, and the bombardment of the Muslim people of Yemen, all of these add to the list of crimes of Ali Saud against Islamic countries in the region. These crimes are being committed in such a situation that, with the continuation of this behavior, the attention of the general populace will be removed from the human disasters of the Zionist regime is perpetrating in Palestine, and the sound of the Zionist massacres will be forgotten. When the unity of Muslims is broken and the common sympathy among them is impaired, their forces will be dissolved, and thus we shall easily destroy them. Memoirs of Mr. Hamfer, the British spy to the Middle East.